joined this work and you agreed with Daniel?
Well, Daniel was woke up to his church last night in Wollongong. They had the ritual of receiving the priest last night. And he will pray his first Mass at Wollongong tonight, which is the Feast of the Epiphany. But we thought we would steal him this morning and let him pray with us. So we welcome him. After the Mass, the English Mass, at 10:30, we'll be having a welcoming for Father Daniel and Father Paul in the Arabic Church. So if you're available at 10:30 after the Mass, you can go to the Arabic Church and we'll also see Father Paul there. Also, there's a servants meeting at 11 a.m. It's not Sunday school, but there's a servants meeting at 11 a.m. Which will also have Father Daniel Paul. But for now, I will hear a message from today's Gospel from Daniel Aisha. So today in today's Gospel, we're introduced to the character of St. John the Baptist. And for me, I never understood why St. John the Baptist was so special in the eyes of God. Jesus said of St. John the Baptist, among those born of women, none is greater than St. John the Baptist. And I never really understood why St. John the Baptist was so special in the eyes of Jesus. You know, you read through the Bible and there are a lot of really special characters. We read about David, we read about Moses, we read about St. Mary, St. Paul, and these are all really special people. So I've always wondered why St. John the Baptist deserved this really, really high praise to be the one greatest amongst those born of women. And I think the answer was found in today's Gospel. When we read about St. John the Baptist, we read that he was the voice in the wilderness preparing the way of the Lord, making his path straight. St. John the Baptist's life was dedicated to directing people towards Christ. His whole life's mission was to show people the way to Christ. If we read the Gospel more carefully, when Jesus came to the Jordan to be baptized, no one knew who he was. St. John was the one who declared him to Christ. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God." No one knew who Christ was until St. John the Baptist pointed him out to everyone. And so I thought if this made St. John the Baptist so special in the eyes of Jesus, then maybe this is something that we should be doing in our own lives. In our own lives, we need to be pointers, we need to be a signpost to Jesus Christ. Just as St. John the Baptist was a signpost that pointed others to Christ, we also should be signposts in our life to point others to Christ. So I thought maybe we'll go through a couple of questions. The first one is, am I a signpost that points others to Christ? Does my life act as a signpost that leads others to Christ? A lot of people are trying to get into medicine these days, and it's a very popular course at St. Mark's. And so every year there are tens of students who have medical interviews. And the first question in medical interviews is usually, tell me a little bit about yourself. And I really like this question because it shows us what is important to the person. So someone might answer by saying, you know, I come from a family of 5 people, I have an older brother, 2 younger sisters, and immediately you understand to this person, family is really, really important. Someone else might start off this answer by saying, I really like soccer. I follow this team and I play on Saturdays and I do this and I do that. And immediately you understand that soccer is something that is really important to this person. For St. John the Baptist, the answer to this question was, I am the voice in the wilderness preparing the way of the Lord. For St. John the Baptist, the only thing or the most important thing in his life was directing people to Christ. How about us? Is that something that is important in my life? Is that something that I think about? Yeah. Do I ever think about being a signpost that leads people towards Christ? St. Paul writes something really nice in his epistle. He says, I am a living Bible. Sorry, no. He says, you are an epistle of Christ, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God. We are all an epistle of Christ. A lot of people don't know the God of the Bible. A lot of people don't read the Bible. They don't listen to sermons. But they look at our lives and we are a living gospel. We are an epistle to Christ. Is that something that I'm aware of? And is that something that I'm trying to fulfill in my life? Do I try to be an epistle to Christ like St. Paul is asking me to do? Amber Woodis was with us last month and he spent a lot of time with us talking to us about the importance of preaching. And he said it's really not enough for us to come to church week in, week out, attend masses and listen to sermons and attend Bible studies. He's asked, where are your fruits? Where are the people that you've brought back to the church? Where are the people that you've pointed towards Christ? And unfortunately, I feel that sometimes in our life, it's not a priority to lead people to God. Sometimes in our life, we don't really care about leading people to Christ. And so I thought maybe we should think today a bit about this calling. We are all called to bring people to Christ. We are called to be a signpost that points everyone to Christ. And I need to really understand that I am called to be a signpost that leads people to Christ. I'm called to be someone who points people towards Christ. They look at my life and they look at what I'm doing and they see Christ in it. They look to my life and they are attracted to Christ. At work, does this happen or is it the opposite? Do people understand that I'm a Christian person? Do people understand that what I do and the good that I do in my life is because I'm a Christian person, and as a result they are attracted to Christ? So after understanding that I need to be a road sign to Christ, the next question is, does my road sign really point towards Christ, or does it point in the opposite direction? The only thing worse than not having a road sign, not being a signpost that leads to Christ, is to be a signpost that leads away from Christ. Jesus was always very gentle with people who committed sin in the Bible. He was always really, really gentle, except in certain instances that he really got upset. And one of those was when someone led someone else to sin. So he said, if anyone causes one of these little ones to sin, it is better for him to have a large millstone hung to his neck and to be cast into the ocean. For Jesus, it was a very serious offense to lead someone else to sin. So I need to always ask myself, does my signpost lead people away from God, or does it lead people towards Christ? I tell people I'm a Christian. Do people see me and are they attracted to Christ, or are they repulsed from Christ? Because if they're repulsed, then this is a serious sin and I need to confess and I need to repent it. Because nothing is worse than leading people away from Christ. Gandhi once wrote, I like your Christ, but I do not like your Christians. I'd be a Christian if it were not for Christians. And that's a really sad thing. It's a really sad thing that someone misses out on Christ because Christians aren't good people. You know, we are called to lead people to Christ. If because of us, someone chooses not to know Christ, then this is a serious offense. And this is something that's really, really sad. So I need to always ask myself, am I trying to live a virtuous life? Am I trying to live according to the commandments? Does my life reflect the life of Jesus? Do people see me and are they attracted to Christ? Or is it the opposite? Do I have the fruits of the Holy Spirit? Is my life full of love and joy and peace? Or is it the opposite? So nothing is really sadder than to hear people dislike Christ because of Christians. So I need to ask myself today, is my signpost pointing towards Christ, or is it pointing in the opposite direction? Is it pointing away from Christ? After that, we need to ask ourselves, what is covering or hiding my signpost? So Jesus once said, you know, if you have a light, you don't hide it under a basket, but you put it on a lampstand so everyone can see it. A lot of the times in our life, we have a signpost. We know about Christ and we know that we're Christians, but we hide it. We cover it with a basket. And sometimes the basket might be fear. I'm scared to talk about Christ. Or I'm scared that people might be offended if I talk about Christ. We see the opposite in the life of St. John the Baptist. When Herod married his brother's wife, St. John the Baptist rebuked him publicly. Herod was the most powerful person in Jerusalem, or anyway, it's after Jesus, Yanni. But he was really, really powerful. But St. John the Baptist wasn't scared of him. He rebuked him. You are doing something wrong and I need to rebuke you. And the same with us today. Why are we always scared to talk about Christ? Why are we always scared to offend someone by introducing them to Christ? Something else that might cover my road sign, or something that might be a basket to my light, is me, my ego, my desires, my passions. Sometimes Christ is not really a priority in my life. Bringing people to Christ is not even in my top 5 priorities. I don't really care about leading people to Christ. I care more about being successful in what I do, in keeping this friend, in being normal, in fitting in. But I don't really care about leading people to Christ. And that's another sad thing. St. John the Baptist, his whole life was dedicated to bringing people to Christ. That's the only thing he really cared about. How about us? Is that something that I think about? Is that something that I care about? Do I really care? Am I really happy when someone comes to the church because of something I've done? Or am I really happy when I invite someone to come to the church? So I need to ask myself today, what's covering my road sign? What's blocking my road sign? Is it fear? Is it shame? Is it the fact that I just really don't care about Christ enough to try and bring people back to Him? The fourth thing I thought to talk about is Christ is the protector of my sign. I love in the Bible when you see Christ, or you see God standing strong for people who do things for him. You know, the story of the three young youth. The three young youth were told to bow in front of the idols, and they refused for the love of Christ. They refused to be an example to everyone that, you know, we only worship the one true God. And we see how God stood strong for them. You know, when they came to be thrown into the furnace, they weren't affected by the furnace. God was with them in the midst of the furnace. The same for me. If I'm really a road sign that leads people to Christ, if I really am an example to people about Christ, then I have the protection of God with me. The same with Moses. Moses, when he took the Israelites out of Egypt, they reached the Red Sea. And the Red Sea was in front of him. The Pharaoh and his chariots were behind him. And where he was, everyone was rebuking him. Everyone was saying to him, why did you take us out of here? Did you take us out of Egypt so that we might die in the desert? And Moses was put in such a hard state. And his answer was so perfect. It's so perfect. It was, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And the same applies to us. If we are a light to God, if we are a road sign that points others to Christ, then we need to understand that the Lord will fight for us, and we only need to be still. I thought to just conclude with something nice I heard in the Church Unity sermon. Actually, the way we heard this story was, the way we heard this sermon was quite interesting. We were at St. Anthony's Monastery at the beginning of last year, a group of us, and we walked up to St. Anthony's Cave. And St. Anthony's Cave is where St. Anthony used to live. And it's such a blessed and peaceful place. And everyone there is really, really quiet. So you go there and you spend some quiet time with God. It's pitch black and no one's talking. Anyway, in the middle of our quiet time, this Egyptian guy walks in and he's wearing like a galabeya and he's got like his head turban. And he walks in and he's like, Salam ya shabab, like in a really loud voice. And we were all like really annoyed that this guy's like really disturbing our peace. Anyway, he walks in and he sits down and he pulls out his phone and he starts playing a sermon. And as soon as the sermon started, we were all like really like, you know, man, like it's not the place, it's not the time and place to play a sermon. You know, everyone's trying to spend their quiet time with God. Anyway, he plays the sermon, and the sermon was Pope Shenouda, and he was talking about this point. And he said, I want you to imagine that you're in front of the judgment seat of Christ in the end of days, and you're waiting for your turn to give an account to your life. And you see St. Paul come before you. And St. Paul looks up to Jesus, and Jesus tells him, give me an account of your life. And so St. Paul points to the Corinthians and the Galatians and the Romans and all the people he's preached before. And Jesus smiles at him and says, enter into the joy of your Lord. And then St. Anthony is next in line. And St. Anthony comes in, and Jesus tells him, give me an account of your life. And then St. Anthony points to the thousands and thousands of monks that followed him. And Jesus smiles at him and says, enter into the joy of your Lord. And then Pope Shenouda invites us, imagine that you're next in line. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Who did you bring into the kingdom of God? Hopefully we can all learn from the life of St. John the Baptist and learn to be a road sign that leads people to Christ. Glory be to God forever.